A couple of weeks ago, at the end of a cut, my stylist said, your hair looks strange. A week of high humidity made me resemble a poodle. Maybe that's what she meant. As you might imagine, her statement jarred me. What she said made me think of other times in my life when I heard words no one would ever want to hear. For example, my lab instructor at the University of Connecticut tells me, "You have the highest chemistry lab breakage bill I have ever seen." When I point out a dead fly in my salad to a waiter at a restaurant in Windsor, Vermont, he replies, "I'll take the salad back to the chef so that he can remove the fly." My city slicker friends and I hike up Cardigan Mountain in the bright sunlight and then trek back down in thick fog. At the end of the trail, a man tells us, "You climbed down the wrong side of the mountain. You are 40 miles away from the lot where you left your car." While a surgeon is performing my C-section during the birth of my second child, I hear her say, "Oops." When we live in North Carolina, my 3-year-old son's preschool teacher predicts, "Oh yeah, 15 years from now, I see him as the kid who will be partying hard at a frat house on a Saturday night." From a pharmacist in a rural village in Wales, "Your child has pinworms." Then after a pregnant pause with nostrils flared, the man continues, "Most likely it is a result of poor hygiene in your home." A letter from the elementary school. 7 students in your child's class have been sent home with lice. A phone call from the high school administrator. "Last night your son and his buddies stuck about 1,000 plastic forks into my front lawn." When we are pet-sitting for a neighbor and our son announces, "Elizabeth's corn snake is loose somewhere in the house." At the time, our family pet is a detestable Russian dwarf hamster that routinely bites us. For a second, I consider setting that hamster free in order to let nature take its course. When we are off on vacation and we get a phone call from our college student son, "They are fumigating our dorm because of bed bugs, so I spent the night at home." From a flight attendant at the Charlotte airport shouting at me and my fellow passengers in a waiting area at 2 in the morning, "Hurry up, get on the plane. We're going to try to fly out before the next lightning strike." When I walk into my backyard, words from a mother whose toddlers are swimming at our house. "I'm not completely sure, but I don't think any poop got in your pool." From a fellow participant in a NEA class, "You dance like you really don't care what people think." On the other hand, here are some words we might like to hear. From your doctor, "Chocolate is definitely not fattening, especially not Snickers bars." From your dentist, "I was looking at the wrong x-ray. You don't have to have a root canal." And last but not least, from your tax preparer, "The IRS is sending you a huge refund this year."